The historic change in the Massachusetts item pricing law was approved by voice votes in both the Massachusetts House and Senate. The final approvals came during informal sessions with relatively few legislators present in the chambers. Governor Deval Patrick signed the law with no public ceremony on the day before the 4th of July. It marked a quiet resolution to a fight that waged for a decade between the supermarket industry and consumer groups. Edgar Dworsky is a consumer advocate who 26 years ago wrote the item pricing law in Massachusetts.
Well, I think it's a sad day for consumers, truthfully.
Chris Flynn, president of the Massachusetts Food Association, which represents the grocery and supermarket industry, said this change will benefit the consumer with more accurate pricing.
And for our members, the big thing was to get the sticker off, because that's the problem. Human error is involved, and it's really frustrating for the retailers as much as the consumers when the prices aren't changed appropriately. And that's really very difficult in the modern-day technology world to keep up with technology with this labor-intensive individual requirement.
Flynn said the law is a compromise. It does not do away with all price sticker requirements, but allows stores, beginning in January, to apply for a waiver. With state approval, the stores can replace item pricing by displaying prices on shelves in numbers at least 1 inch high, and by installing self-serve price scanners, one for each 5,000 square feet of store space. Flynn said the waiver also includes an affidavit by which the store agrees not to lay off any workers because they won't need people to put price stickers on every soup can and ketchup bottle.
No, there's no question about it. It's very labor intensive, but it's not that anybody is going to lay off employees, and that's one of the things why we agreed to the affidavit. Really what they want to do is use these employees in functions that are more helpful to consumers, whether it's at the front end or at the deli or at any of the other service areas within the store.
The bill subjects stores to fines up to $5,000 for breaches of the item pricing waiver, and consumers who are overcharged can take an item for free if it's under $10 or get a $10 credit.
Consumers are pretty savvy about what the cost of items are, and heck, they do it in 49 other states, and it's not an issue.
Edgar Dworsky, the founder of ConsumerWorld.org, a nonprofit consumer resource guide, said the changes will make it more difficult for people to compare the price of an item already in their basket when they come across a similar item on display elsewhere in the store.
Well, I think it's going to create a big inconvenience for shoppers. No one has really yet created the technology that equals all the benefits the old-fashioned price sticker provides.
The accuracy of the self-serve price scanners is also an issue. The supermarket industry points to a state survey last year that found a greater than 99% accuracy rate. But Dworsky said a consumer test of scanners in big box stores a few years ago found just 30% were functioning correctly.
Just going to be difficult. You're almost going to have to develop a photographic memory, I hate to tell you, to make sure that you're really charged the price that was represented to you on the shelf. Will consumers adapt? Sure they will. Just going to be one more thing to irk consumers and maybe make their shopping at the supermarket a little more difficult.
Massachusetts in 1998 eliminated the requirement for individual item pricing in non-food stores. The same year, the state adopted a price scanner accuracy law that was hailed as a strong consumer protection. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.